The Jubal Show on demand.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Jenna.
This is her.
Jenna, hey, how are you? This is Pete Eakins. I'm calling from corporate HR. I'm sorry to bug you on your cell phone, but I really needed to speak with you.
Hi, Pete. Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, first of all, how are you enjoying the new job? You just started.
Yeah, it's been great so far.
Great. Yeah, great, great, great. So, hey, I need to speak with you about something that I was just alerted to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you just started here. Uh-huh. But a little birdie in the hallway told me that you recently made some altercations to your body.
What altercations?
Sorry, alterations. English, never my best language. I'm just kidding. It's my only language I speak, but barely. Alterations, I'm sorry, to your body.
I mean, I got a tattoo like a week ago.
Oh, and she just says it. Yeah, that's what I'm calling about. I'm calling about the tattoo you got. So I'm guessing that you didn't read all of the guidelines when you got the job here.
Okay, look, Pete, I don't really know what the purpose of this is. I didn't read anything about tattoos in the guidebook, and I read the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. What was the tattoo? I'm sorry. Let me real quick. I want to turn it into a frowny face because I'm calling to actually let you know. I know you just started here, but we're going to have to part ways.
I'm sorry. Part ways over a smiley face tattoo that's not even visible because I wear pants to work.
Yes, tattoos are frowned upon in this company, which makes it really weird that you got a smiley face and we're frowning on it.
You're firing me over a tattoo. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. Yes, we have to let you go. I'm so sorry about this.
This doesn't feel like something that's legal. I mean, we have to have a lawyer or something that I'd like to speak to. About this.
Boy, she is the edgy coworker. I assumed that if you're the one employee we have that's willing to get a tattoo when we don't allow them, you are the edgy coworker, aren't you?
I'm sure that, what is your problem? Like, I don't know who the hell delivers this kind of news to somebody like this, but it's pretty appalling.
Well, okay, Jenna, in full transparency, in all honesty, tattoos are a bit edgy. Cool, even. Some people say they're cool.
Okay.
And, well, I shouldn't probably not say this, but I'm going to. The new employee guidelines do say no tattoos, and there is only one other employee in this office who has tattoos, and I can't have another one working here.
Who's the other employee with tattoos?
He's another employee. He's super cool. Everybody likes him. He's kind of considered the edgy one, and we don't need two edgy employees on our team.
Yeah, who's the person who has the tattoo? Because if you're going to fire me, I want them fired too.
Well, I can't fire myself now, can I? So yeah, basically, basically, I don't want anybody else around here with tattoos.
Are you kidding me? This has to be a joke, right? Like you have a tattoo and you're giving me all this. Does your tattoo say bag on your forehead? Honestly, I'm going to lawyer up and I'm going to sue the out of you guys for this. And then you're going to be out of a job. And good luck if you can even find another job working at a tattoo shop. You have no idea what's coming or what you've just gotten yourself into.
Okay, well then fine. I'll just let you know it's a phone prank then.
It's a what?
It's a phone prank. This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your coworker Tanya set you up.
Oh my God.
She said, welcome to the team.
I am going to kill her. I can't believe she did that to me. My heart is racing right now. I was really ready to go off.
But we do frown on killing other employees here too, so.
I still think that you probably have tattooed on your forehead.
Definitely.
The Jubal Show on demand.